In the beginning of Perek Chof Hei, of chapter 25, the Alter Rebbe concludes the explanation on the pasuk of Kikarei Velecha Hadava Me'ed, that it is very close to you in your heart to serve God, because even the person who can't produce within his heart and mind a love and fear of God in the resulting from his contemplation on God's greatness, which would be a love and a fear that are called Ava V'Yira Sichlis, he also can't produce a conviction of love and fear in the recesses of the heart coming from his contemplation of God's greatness. And even so, he too can serve God, and it is very close to him to be able to serve God, even with the heart, because of the Mesiras Nefesh that is produced by the inborn love that every Jew has for God, that also carries with it a fear of being separated from God. What does he have to do to arouse this love? He needs only to remind himself and to not forget that he has the capacity to give his life rather than deny his connection to God. And every sin, every aveda is aveda zara, and the failure to do every mitzvah, any mitzvah, is also aveda zara. And therefore, if he is willing and capable and unable to go against godliness and sever himself from godliness, when it comes to bowing to an idol, for example, where it is obvious that by doing so he is separating himself from God, it should be even easier for him to refuse to sin or to make the effort to do the mitzvah in order to not be separated from God. So he needs only remove the spirit of folly, the ruach shtus, that permits one to sin, and then he will be incapable of sinning from the love, or because of the love that exists in the heart of every Jew. We're on page 62 in chapter 25, and we're going to begin the description of the positive side of the mitzvahs. Until now, the Rebbe is talking about not sinning, because every sin is a denial of God's oneness. Here, at the period, in the middle of the page, the Alter Rebbe begins to speak about the positive mitzvahs. V'hein bebechinas v'asei teiv, he also will help him to do mitzvahs in the positive, the doing of good deeds, lihizgabe ko'ari b'gvura v'eimet halev, that he should be able to be strong as a lion, with the strength and fortitude of the heart, neged hayetzer, against the yetzer hazo, hamach bides gufei, that makes his body heavy. Matil olov atzlo mebuchinas yiseid ha'ofer shebenefesh ha'bahamis, and he introduces a laziness into the body that comes from the element of earth in the animal soul, milahatriach gufei, that prevents him from making the effort with his body, bezirizus, with energy, with alacrity. V'chol minei teirach v'avedas maso v'avedas Hashem, in any mitzvah, in any area of the service of God that demands a little bit of effort, the animal soul, through the element of earth in the animal soul, produces a laziness that makes it heavy and difficult for him to make the necessary effort. So any avedas Hashem sheyesh bo teirach v'omol, that demands a certain amount of effort, a certain amount of striving in order to fulfill it, kegein, as for example, lamil b'teira b'iyun b'peh, to study teira with effort, by concentrating deeply, and with the mouth, by lay posuk puma migirso, the mouth should not grow weary of saying words of Torah, k'may merezal, and as the Gemara says, le'elam yosim odim atzmi, al divrei Torah, that a person should conduct himself in the study of Torah, k'sheir le'el, he should make himself like a beast of burden, to the yoke, u'kachamei le'masui, and as the donkey for it to its load. In other words, he should be comfortable bearing the load of Torah, even though it's strenuous and takes effort. That's how it ought to be. The same is true also with davening, with kavana. This too demands a certain amount of effort. If he's to daven, if he's going to daven with all his strength, to daven plain doesn't demand so much effort. But if he's going to daven with all his strength, then that is an effort, it's a strenuous task. The same is true also in the practical service of God, which is in the mitzvah performed with money. As for example, the mitzvah of tzedakah. To give more than is comfortable is a great effort, and a battle, and other such similar battles. Struggling against the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara's schemes, where it tries to cool the ardor, the enthusiasm of the person, demanding that the person not squander his money and not take liberties with his body's health, not be careless with his health, so that when he wants to strain and put in the extra effort to daven with all his strength, the Yetzer Hara comes along and says that it might ruin his health. And if he wants to give a little more tzedakah, the Yetzer Hara comes along and says that it's reckless. So he has to struggle against these schemes of the Yetzer Hara. So here also, it is true, Shelah made Negday, that to stand up against the Yetzer Hara, and to subjugate, to subdue the Yetzer Hara, is Kazev Ma'ed El Ha'adam, is very close to the person, accessible, easy for the person to accomplish. And how does he accomplish it? Kishe Yosim Elibe, when he takes to heart, that to conquer the Yetzer in all of these matters, in the doing of these mitzvahs, and even more than the effort necessary in doing these mitzvahs, the loss is hafche mamosh, and to do the exact opposite of what the Yetzer Hara demands, is kal me'ed mi'yisrei mi'sa Hashem yishmerenu. It is much easier and much less painful than the pain of death. May God protect us. V'yisrei mi'sa Hashem yishmerenu haya mekabel bi'avo v'rotzin. And this pain of death, the person says to himself, I would accept willingly and lovingly, because I don't want to be separated from God's oneness. Not even temporarily, not even momentarily, to bow to an idol, meaning to turn my attention away from God to something else. So if I'm ready to suffer the pain of death, then certainly he should accept willingly and lovingly the effort necessary to do the mitzvah in order to cleave to him forever. Because in the doing of the mitzvah, he connects himself to God permanently. Whereas in the doing of the sin, even the Avodah Zarah, he separates himself from God, but it's only temporary, because he can always do tshuva. And even so, if for the temporary separation he's willing to die, then for a permanent bond, he should certainly be willing to do that which takes less effort and is less painful than dying, God forbid. Because when he does what God wants through this effort that we're describing, in the mitzvah that he's going to do, in the Aveda, the inner will of God is revealed with a total revelation without any concealment at all. And when there is no concealment of the face of God's will, in other words, the inner part of God's will, azai ein davar nifrat klal uklal, then there is nothing, there is no separation here at all. Unlike in Klipa, there is nothing present in the act of the mitzvah and in the person doing the mitzvah that senses or feels its own existence as separate from God. The result would be that his godly soul, his natural soul, and the garments of the souls, all of them are miyuchodes betachlis hayichud. They all become totally united and totally one beratzon ha'elyon in the divine will. Ve'edin sev baruch hu kenal. Yichud zelamaylo. Now this great oneness, who nitzchi la'elam vod, above in heaven, it is permanent and eternal. Ki hu yisbarech uratzein elamaylo mi'azman. Because God and His will are above time. And also the revelation of God's will through speech, which are the words of Torah, who nitzri, it's permanent. So the revelation is permanent, and the oneness of the Jew doing the mitzvah is permanent. As it says, the word of God remains forever, etc. And his words are alive and existent, and so on. And he will not change, and he will not alter his law forever. In the Hayem Yem, for the 18th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek told his son, the Rebbe Marash, that the Drush, the Maimer, Umarehem Umasehem, which appears in Torah Eiz, in Parsha Yisrei, is the first Maimer that the Magid, the Mezritcha Magid, said when he accepted the position of Rebbe of Nesius, which was in Shavuos, Tov Kuf Chof Aleph. And the Alter Rebbe heard it, the Maimer repeated by Rabbi Menachem Mendel HaRadokeh, the author of Pri Ha'aretz, who was present at the time when the Magid said that his first Maimer. Only the Alter Rebbe in the Torah Eiz explains the Maimer along the Alter Rebbe's style. The Alter Rebbe explains it in his own style.